Momentum is a strange thing. It's difficult to imagine what it will feel like and takes a great deal of effort to achieve. When we learn to ride a bicycle, for example, it feels clunky and awkward at first. It's hard to get the wheels turning in the beginning, and our frustration is often evident. But our teacher assures us that it will pass. When we finally start to build momentum, the exhilaration takes our breath away. Every push of the pedal gets easier and takes less effort. Suddenly, we can focus on the larger experience of gliding through a beautiful forest or tree-lined street. The value of our hard work is evident, and we can now continue to reap the benefits with less and less toil. However, just as the work becomes second nature, new challenges present themselves, namely turning, shifting, and importantly, stopping. This cycle of nerves, uncertainty, confidence, drive, and then back to nerves is repeated by everyone, from 5-year-olds learning to ride for the first time to Olympic cyclists racing in their 100th or 1,000th race. When it comes to riding a bike or any similar task, we know this cycle exists. We overlook the initial challenges of getting started because we know the value we will reap in the end. We have seen others do it, so we steel ourselves for the journey, not just the start. It should be no different in business, especially in a world where we are constantly and with increasing speed being thrown new and more difficult challenges. And yet, too many organizations are frozen in the initial phases of nerves and uncertainty, content to remain still instead of pushing to move forward. The value flywheel effect can help organizations escape this state of stagnation and fear in the face of new challenges. For example, one of the most ubiquitous challenges organizations face today is when, if, and how to start a cloud transformation. The modern cloud, serverless, promises speed, low friction, and reduced costs. But most organizations don't realize that achieving these results requires more than just lifting and shifting their existing architecture into the cloud. For Liberty Mutual, as was illustrated in the introduction, it took focusing on a clarity of purpose, creating an environment for success, and experimenting with the next best action we could envision, serverless, to finally realize the long-term value that was promised. Then, using one small win, one pump of the wheel, we were able to experiment again and achieve another success, another spin of the wheel. With each success, each spin of the flywheel, the effort and work it took to earn another success was reduced. We built the momentum that eventually shot us into the forefront of technological innovation and excellence and drove huge business growth. It can be challenging to start turning the flywheel. There are nerves and uncertainty, and it requires significant effort. Technology and product drivers are necessary, and the flywheel needs to absorb both. But as the flywheel starts to turn, it releases energy that will drive your organization forward. It achieves momentum. The systemic forces are now hard to stop, but easier to guide. Unlike many frameworks, the value flywheel effect is not a one-and-done exercise. The entire idea of a project conjures up the image of a start and an end, point A to point Z. The fast iteration of a flywheel, however, is more akin to Atomic Habits, the seminal book by James Clear. By breaking larger actions down into smaller efforts and moving through the four phases of the value flywheel, progress may seem insurmountable, but it will be faster.